This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
It's time to spend a good few minutes with Mike Bernard. He's a journalist and an analytical strategist. Mike, good morning. Up Blitzbocker.
Hey, my brother. Wow. Something really to be proud of this morning. Mm. What a wonderful performance. Absolutely.
So let's just get into this, Mike, because it feels like the elephant in the room. You and I have been talking about wars and rumors of war for a long time amongst all the other things that's going on in the world. It's always been out there in the Ukraine and Russia, happening in Gaza, happening in Sudan, happening in the DRC. Now it's happening out in the Middle East, but now it's potentially going to be affecting my pocket. Now I'm drawn into this. Now it affects me. Now I'm having opinions and I'm having thoughts and feelings and emotions like I've never had before. This has seemed to be affecting all of us, and everybody's feeling negative and frustrated and, dare I say, very angry.
Yeah, Brad, let's be very honest this morning. Some people say, wow, this can turn out into a third world war. It's already a third world war. There's already 16 countries involved in this war, with one or two to join, like China and Russia. And once that gets involved, we're in a full-scale global conflict. Mm. So this is serious. I don't think many of us in our generation understand the full impact of this war. And as you say, this is not only a regional war. It's not only a Second World War way up there in Europe. It's a Third World War that's affecting oil dramatically. It's affecting wheat. It's affecting the sea route. It's infecting flights. Thousands of flights, millions of people being cancelled, stranded in airports. It's affecting us. I mean, I can't go. I was about to travel to the West Bank, to the Holy Land in a few weeks' time, and we can't go because the airport is closed.
Yes.
So it's affecting everybody, us, and the oil prices soon will have an impact on us as well. How do we make sense of this senseless war, Brad? I think that's the question. We just had our team meetings this past weekend speaking about the war and looking at the different dynamics and dimensions. And the question that everybody's asking is, how do we make sense of this? You know, more than 2,300 people killed, one in every eight people in Lebanon displaced already. And this is only in 16 days, and there's no end in sight. And yesterday, Mr. Donald Trump, the president, the head of the biggest Christian nation in the world, listen to this, said we will bomb the hell out of Iran and we will do it just for the fun of it. And I think to myself, Lord, have we lost our senses? How do we make sense of this world? And I'd like to give five guidelines this morning, Brad, just for us as Christians to say, how do we make sense of this senselessness in the world? First of all, align with the heavenly kingdom and not earthly nations. As Christians, you know, John 18, verse 36, Jesus replied, my kingdom is not of this world. So if we want to make sense of the world, we need to focus on heaven above and understand that God is still sovereignly God of all, still sovereignly in control. This world is not spinning out of control without the sovereign God sitting in the kingdom of heaven, orchestrating events so that people can come into the kingdom. This is not a war about Islam and Christianity. This is opportunities that God creates for redemptive purposes. Secondly, Brad, acknowledge what you know, not what you don't understand. This is critically important. You know, we all look at the war and we said, well, we don't fully really understand it. You know, it's where does Lebanon fit in and Iraq, and what does Oman and Qatar has to do with, and Saudi Arabia and the, you know, water plants being bombed? Where does this fit in?
Yeah.
Focus on what you know. We know the character of the God that we serve. We know that God is a God of love. We know that God is a sovereign God in control. I love Acts 4, verse 24 to 28. It talks about the people that are making up their useless plots. And then it says, they gather to do everything that you, by your power and will, had already decided would happen. So focus on what you know. You know the God that you serve. He's in control. He's not standing by looking idly. He's involved, and he's drawing people into his kingdom. Number three, look at the unseen, not the seen. 2 Kings 6 talks about Elijah that prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. And then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire around Elijah. So let's look at the unseen. God always has redemptive purposes. He desires for the Ayatollah to be saved. He desires for Mr. Netanyahu to be saved. He desires for Mr. Trump to be saved. William Barclay said, what Elijah said to his servant is spoken to all faithful servants of God. When without our fighting and within our fears, fear not, for your God is with you. Number four, Brad, listen to the voices of peace, not the voices of those who create chaos. Yeah. As Christians, stop listening to those on social media who seek to create chaos, who seek to send out videos of destruction, videos creating fear. Listen to voices of peace. I don't care how well scholared you are in scripture. If you don't speak peace, I don't believe you, because I serve the God of peace. The Greek word for peace is irene. It goes beyond the absence of conflict. It embraces the idea of wholeness and well-being and reconciliation. Brad, lastly, do the little you can. Don't be paralyzed by the needs of the multitude. God has given each one of us an opportunity. The least you can do is the most you can do. If you can't feel you can't do anything, go and sit and pray this morning. Pray for the Ayatollah. Pray for Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu. Pray for Mr. Donald Trump. Pray for the people in Lebanon. Pray for Hezbollah. Pray that people will come to know Christ. Pray for those that you don't normally would, you know, like to sit in the same room. Pray for them. Because God gives us a command to pray for everyone, our enemies, our friends, our loved ones. So if that doesn't make sense, friends, then start looking upward and don't look downward.
I love that. So, Mike, this morning during our devotional, I was reading out of 2 Kings chapter 6. Then we went to our Word for Today devotional just after 6:30 this morning and opened it up, and it was 2 Kings chapter 6. And then you chat to us this morning and you say, let's focus on 2 Kings chapter 6. So perhaps we need to be focusing on 2 Kings chapter 6 for those that are listening and haven't been listening for the last 1.5 hours. We've inadvertently focused. We could be anywhere in the Word of God, but we've been in 2 Kings chapter 6. So, just as in the city of Dothan, as Elisha and his servant awoke and were terrified because of the enemy army surrounding them, his boss said, don't worry. God, open his eyes so that he can see. And maybe that's what we need to do. We need to... I want to end with this, Mike, because I think it's so important. We are letting our eyes... be open to what other people want us to see and what other people want us to believe. God. And that is what is creating our mindset. That is creating our thoughts, and our thoughts create our actions. And so if we can be in the space of being sensitive to God's presence and what God would say and what God would want, we might be completely different people.
Oh, my brother, whether you like it or not, you and I and every listener this morning are very often just regurgitating someone else's narratives. And it's time that we look at the unseen and listen to the voices we know and the voices in Scripture that calls us to be peacemakers. So, let's look at the unseen sets and seen, and let's understand that God is sovereignly, even in the midst of chaos, God is still bringing sense into the senseless.
And we'll say amen to that. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your time and your expertise. Just a reminder to our listeners, go and visit thirdway.org. You'll be able to catch this, what Mike has spoken about this morning. You'll be able to go and read some more about that on thirdway.org. Thanks, Mike. We'll catch up again soon. And who knows what we're going to have on our menus of conversation next week.
Oh, my goodness. 1 week can change the world, Brad. So who knows? Let's be prepared. But thank you, Brad. Thank you so much. And a lovely week for the listeners as well. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Mike. So there you have it. Two people have messaged now and said, perhaps we need to pay attention to what God might be saying. Spirit is saying something this morning. Another person who's this Henny says, what is God telling us today? 2 Kings chapter 6 has come up 3 times already. And we're only halfway through the program. Who knows what's going to happen next? Let's go here.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.